Hey guys, you don't sell anything on here, so the only thing I ask is that you help spread the word on this podcast so we can help more entrepreneurs make more money, have more time, and create the freedom they want in their lives. But the only way we can do that is if you rate, review, and share this thing. My single ask for you is to leave a review. It'll take about 20 seconds, and it would mean the world to me. And most importantly, it may help another entrepreneur.
They've had some huge names on their podcast too, just for the record, because Sam gets in rooms that because he's present.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
His presence is just like, It's radiant. It's amazing. Yeah. And then people are like, wow, Sam, I'm attracted to you. I like you.
Yeah.
Their podcast is amazing. All right, Autumn, I'm going to get to your question now. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah. Autumn's a superstar. She's always commenting. She's active inside the Facebook group. So thank you, Autumn.
It's awesome. She says, should I wait until most people on my team are full-time to switch to Empowerment Pay, or can I start them while they're part-time? The goal is obviously to grow everybody to full-time. Can I answer this one first? And then you can chime in.
I have zero input on this one, Katie, to be honest with you. I have no idea.
I would absolutely not switch to Empowerment Pay if it is not to the cleaner's advantage. So run a couple calculations, what it would look like at their current hourly rate versus what their current Empowerment Pay would look like on a week-to-week basis. And if it's less than what they're currently making, don't make the switch. You want it to be a win for the cleaners, not reverse. That makes sense? Cool. Tamara's not on here, but she asked me a question earlier today. Actually, maybe she has a Logan is testing. I don't know. But she asked me a great question earlier today about payroll and the how to run the week. So we run the week of payroll Monday through Sunday, and then we pay the following Friday. So it gives us 5 days to actually, or I guess 4 days to process payroll. That's one thing that we learned the hard way. I would only give myself 2 days. And if there was a holiday, I only ever had 1 day to process payroll, and it's stressful. So give yourself as much time to process payroll as possible. Just a side note when you switch to Empowerment Pay. Good question, Autumn. All right. Do you recommend a cleaning business to someone who has no experience running their own business? I have always worked for someone, but at the leadership level. Will the masterclass teach me how to even get started? Mel, appreciate you for blowing this up. But Sherry, yes. Definitely would recommend a cleaning business to you with no experience. The masterclass will walk you through step by step how to get started. And being in the leadership level, working for somebody else, sets you up for success. That is probably one of the reasons why I think Logan and I worked so well together when I decided to jump ship from an employee world to the entrepreneur world with him, was because I was already in that leadership position. So I already had some skills that translated over in the leadership department and in, you know, managing and in crisis management that better suited me to be able to handle those situations in the cleaning business. Logan, any other input?
I finally figured out how to get into the chat. So I'm like just liking people stuff in here. Thank you guys for being active. And I'm not listening. No, sorry. I see people in here. I'm like, oh, I love these names. There's so many awesome people that are in here. Matt helped me set up our Airbnb in Arizona. So big shout out to Matt for being on here. He's in the junk removal business and using some of the masterclass to implement his business. Like, that's what it's about, guys. Again, it's taking business and applying it to business.